What about the conduct of executors of an estate? What responsibilities do they have?
I think it's really important to remember that when we act in the administration of an estate, we act for the executors. Our direct responsibility is not for the beneficiaries of the estate, it's for the executors who are carrying out the administration and winding up of that estate. So we have to make it perfectly clear to them on day one that they are our responsibility, because although executors often believe they're doing an absolutely wonderful job in winding up a relative's estate or the estate of a friend, often there can be a number of pitfalls that they are simply not aware of. And these pitfalls can have really serious repercussions on them as an executor. It has to be remembered that the executor, once they undertake to wind up the estate and apply for probate, have effectively sworn on oath that they will administer the estate according to law. And any failure on their part to administer or to carry out the terms of the will correctly can leave them personally liable. They also have a fiduciary duty because they're handling large sums of money and assets belonging to the deceased, which ultimately are going to pass to the beneficiaries. And if in any way the estate suffers a loss or there's a mismanagement of the funds, even though this may have happened quite innocently, they can still find themselves personally liable. And by personally liable, I mean they can't rely on the estate to sort it out. It comes out of their own pockets. And it's sad to say that we've seen a sharp increase in the number of contentious matters where executors are being sued for mismanagement by the beneficiaries. It seems to be a bit of a growth area at the moment. So it's important to remember, if you're an executor, what are your legal duties? What are your fiduciary duties? Are you incurring any potential personal liability? And that's before we come to things such as dealing with HM Revenue and Customs, because once again, they will expect you, the executor, to carry out your duties. And failure to do so can lead to penalties, again, personally upon you, not payable by the estate. And also, if you get it completely wrong or it's you make a return fraudulently, you can be looking at custodial sentences for effectively fraud with HMRC.
What should you do if you think that the executors aren't handling matters properly?
My role within CODES is to assist executors with the administration of an estate. It's my duty to guide them through that process so that they don't make those mistakes. And if there are pitfalls, that we help them to avoid those pitfalls. If you have a situation where you have a potential liability, then I would hand over to one of my colleagues, such as Mel Groves, who would then advise them on their position as executor, given that they risk being pursued by the beneficiaries.
Is there an age that you would recommend people to have a will by?
You can make a will as soon as you're 18, and of sound mind, essentially. I didn't make a will until I had my children. That was the time where I thought I really need to do it now.
It's actually very interesting. If you look at the winding up of a person's estate, people often think that a will is only needed when you're much older because the probability of death is that much greater. But actually, older couples, older individuals have often very simple, straightforward estates. But if you take a young couple, possibly with a mortgage, possibly with a young family, and they have to think about things such as appointing trustees to look after the children's money until they're 18, 21, 25, whatever age is specified, you need to think about the appointment of guardians. A young couple, although the probability of death may be so very, very far away, hopefully, their need for a will is actually far greater because they have a lot more going on in their lives than necessarily an older couple. And I know when my first child was born, we had exactly that problem. My wife and I looked at each other and said, crikey, who are we going to appoint as guardians?
People often think that they've made their will and that's it, it's done and dusted. But actually what they need to do is actually think about renewing it and reviewing it.
If you're thinking about the situation where you've made a will and you think, great, that's done, I wouldn't suggest you necessarily need to revisit your solicitor every 2 years. But I would recommend that the client takes their will out of its envelope, read through it and make sure it's still relevant for them, that it still works for them. And if they feel that there are issues that have moved on, perhaps they've had another child, perhaps older members of the family have departed, then they may need to just look at it again.